It is time now for Talking Books, our weekly Wednesday segment, ordinarily joined on the phone or in the studio by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library in the town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. Today, though, we've got a very special guest here in the studio. C.J. Suit is Chapel Hill's Poet Laureate, has been for how long now? 8 months?
Yeah, 8 months since last December.
But most of that is 2020, so 14 years you've been... give or take. In 2020 years, it's been a long time. Yeah. And he's got a new piece that's just out now called In the Aftermath. There's a video of it. It's making the rounds on social media. It's fantastic, and we're going to play it in just a little while. But CJ, thank you so much for being with us here in the studio. How are you?
Thanks for having me. It's exciting to be here.
Yeah. How have you been? It's been a year.
I've been riding the wave in choppy seas. You know, it's just like, you know, ups and downs, peaks and valleys, but making it.
Awesome. So you've been Poet Laureate since December. What has that been like?
Oh, it's been very abnormal. The first, I'm the first Poet Laureate of Chapel Hill. So in many ways, like creating a model for the position as well as like living in the position. In many ways, I felt like I was a Poet Laureate of Chapel Hill prior to the title. And so much of it has been my usual schedule of teaching workshops and things, and then COVID hit and then everything ground to a halt. So really just figuring out what the position looks like in the time of COVID has been an interesting endeavor that has birthed projects like this video and this new piece and all sorts of like personal artist residencies and at-home residency type things, but yeah.
Yeah, what are some of the things you've done?
Yeah, so back in April, April's National Poetry Month, I just decided to, that for the first time, I was going to complete the like National Poetry Month, a poem a day thing. And I chose, for a number of years, for probably like 3 years now, I've taken self-portraits. And so I chose every day of April to post both a poem and a self-portrait. So that was great. It was sort of this at-home artist residency, really put me in relationship with me, my world, what was going on, in a very like sort of cathartic and also kinesthetic way to process all that was going on. So between that and doing some online Zoom camps and creative writing workshops and things like that between here and California, I usually split my time between here and the Bay Area. In California, so doing things in that format, that's been it, making art and teaching art over the airwaves.
That's so cool. What got you started doing self-portraits?
I was just like, you know, I've spent a lot of time in the woods, like I'm a nature person. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the country outside the rural buffer in Chapel Hill and would spend my afternoons after school getting lost in the woods. And so I was down there one day behind my parents' house along the creek, and I was just like, I want to set up my like camera and take some self-portraits. And they came out decent, and I just continued the practice. And I think as I got older, I'm starting to get older, I'm in getting towards my mid-30s now, and I think my perception of my body continues to like shift and continues to be a like very fluid thing. But more often than not, those loud voices of like, you know, sort of self-consciousness come into play. And I felt like the self-portraits really allowed me to accept my body where it was. Mm-hmm. And so that was a profound piece about it. And then with the poetry, that just kind of came naturally, but yeah.
Speaking with CJ Suit, so in 2020, obviously you were responding to so many different things. Mm-hmm. We've got the pandemic, obviously ongoing, the election coming up in 5 days, obviously the racial justice movement, which has been galvanizing. What have your thoughts been on all of this? How have you been able to react?
Yeah, it's been a wild year. You know, I'm a person who believes in my heart of hearts, the world that we want is already here. And all the things, we know there's enough money and resources in the world for folks to have enough food to eat, housing, all that. And it felt like the pandemic was an opportunity for us to step into that. And it really was just interesting to me in this moment that we, in some ways, we collectively chose not to do that, right? So instead of, you know, really shutting down and folks who had wealth and amassed a lot of wealth in this time saying we're going to show up and make sure folks' bills are paid, we didn't do that. And so there were essentially sort of peeing sections in the pool. And ultimately, like, we end up with a pandemic that could have been way lower numbers that lasted. Now we're well into 6-8 months of time of a pandemic that I think could have been quelled or decreased in 2 months' time had mm-hmm. we all really been able to and had the agency and space to pause. And so between that pandemic piece and also, like, what is happening with the movement for Black Lives and George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, I think just as a Black American, it's been... And an artist, it's been really hard because as an artist, I've been talking about these things for a while. I'm very much an artivist. I speak from a place of art, but I also speak from a social justice, like, foundation. And so in that way, it's hard to keep doing the same poems about the same things and continue to see that they are still relevant in the world. And also, I know that there's a calling on my life to show up and say these things that won't get said otherwise, or folks won't hear otherwise. And so... it feels inspiring, it feels daunting, it feels challenging, and I feel a lot of agency to answer the call now, and so that feels energizing in this weird way.
More than you did before?
Yeah, I think as much, if not more, you know, I think... yeah, the pressing nature of what is going on and what is up for people. Let's be clear, what is going on now has been going on. Mm-hmm. But the fact that there's a public dialogue, that more white presenting folks than ever have been a part of the conversation, feels like a unique opportunity to speak to some issues in a way that people can hear in a new way. So yeah, I'm definitely feeling that. Definitely feeling that.
And all of that culminating, at least for right now, in the aftermath, which is the piece that you released yesterday. Did it just come out yesterday?
Yeah, it just dropped yesterday.
Oh man,
yeah.
I had a chance to listen to it and watch it last night, and it makes me, it gets me choked up just thinking about it and talking about it. So I don't know how you are able to to read it with such power. What inspired you?
I think I was mid pandemic, right? Like, just figuring out what was going on and trying to figure out, like, what was it that we had before,
mm-hmm.
right? And what was it like, you know, other than just going to work and coming home, buying groceries at the grocery store, going to our, like, you know, what are the things that really sort of brought us strength and made us feel whole? And how do we, as we actually have an opportunity in this moment with COVID, to, like, really assess how we reassemble and how we come back together and the world we choose to be in with each other? And what are those things for me that I want to make sure come back and make sure stick around? And so... for me, the poem started in that way, and actually part of the piece was a part of my residency that I did in April. And then the town community and arts, Chapel Hill Community and Arts, called me and was like, hey, can you do a poem about, like, this? And as we, you know, and that was back before George Floyd, and we thought we were going to be opening up soon, and they were like, can you write us a poem for what might happen when we open up or what it might look like? And I was like, I definitely already have that. And then the George Floyd things happened and they were like, hold on, wait a second. Like, can we think about it again?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I've already thought about it. This is my life. Like, the poem still fits.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're still good.
Because it's so, in the aftermath, and it's obviously the aftermath of COVID and less obviously the aftermath of everything else,
yes,
right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this, like, I think... it was like, as we think about what it might be like to step back into the world mm-hmm. in a more public facing way, like, what are the things that we want to hold on to? Mm-hmm. What are the things that we don't want to lose? The things that we've actually been called into appreciating in a new way now that we have not been able to have them, that I haven't been able to, like, see my new niece that was born in this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or family members who are old and I usually get to visit them every now and again, but don't get to. And so, like, what are those things that I really want to hold on to? And I wanted to document it so that I didn't forget, you know, and wanted to share it with the world so that we collectively don't forget.
Well, let's listen to it right now, and we'll talk about the video afterwards. Obviously, radio, so we can't show the video right now, but we'll be able to hear it. So this is CJ Suit with In the Aftermath.
In the aftermath, I'm sure I'll feel like a tourist, passing through my own life. I'll add up my subtractions, stand in the great divide, multiplying the things I have left. In the aftermath of all this, I'll sing with you, in a choir stand, on street corners, and at my favorite karaoke night, I'll stroll aimlessly around the mall, even though I hated the mall. We'll brush shoulders and walk down the same aisles, I'll make you a meal. I'll never leave the party early without a really good excuse, and we'll dance. Bump and grind, spin and dip. I'll give you a spoonful of my ice cream. I'll let you try my beer. A fork full of my favorite dessert. We'll pass homemade dishes around a full potluck dinner table. We'll have hugs so close and tight the world will burst into giggles. I'll hold my friend's children. Kiss the foreheads of my nieces and nephews. I'll bump your hand as we walk down the sidewalk. We'll hold hands without guilt. You won't have to look for the smile in my eyes. Above my mask, we'll get a window seat. As we watch friends and lovers gather on lawns and in courtyards, I'll remember the things that brought me strength, the ways I gave and was given to, how I learned to pause and breathe in the day, how I made a feast of my feelings and served it up, poem after poem, seeing myself both seed and tree. The world will see me in full color, black and American. A resilient ancestry will hold our leaders and officers accountable. We won't be so well adjusted to injustice, and we will allow suffering to speak. We'll get to work and heal together. In the aftermath, I'll reach into my pocket for a letter from my past self that reads, I will be here for you. Yes, always and forever. Even when the world stops, the cards have all folded, and you are in between the lines.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Speaking with CJ Suit, again, author of In the Aftermath, which you just heard, Chapel Hill Poet Laureate. How do you write a piece like this? Did it all come at once? Was it a long period, or?
Yeah, that you know, the poems don't always come at once, but yeah. That one did. Mm-hmm. That one did. That poem just kind of poured out of me. It was just, you know, the times have been difficult. It's been challenging for folks who, you know, are partnered, folks who are single, those folks who are spending time, like a lot of time alone, folks who are spending more time with a partner than they have been ever before, and their children, and forced to be teachers and therapists and all sorts of things for the people in their lives. And I felt my world getting small, and I think that piece came out of that space of really needing to sort of roll the stone away from the cave, right, and step out into the light, and that piece just kind of poured out of me.
Yeah. Yeah. Phil Cook did the music.
Yeah,
Phil Cook. Kane Smigo filmed the video.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely amazing. So, yeah, Kane is a new, you know, my partner in rhyme and homie for life. We're like really brothers. We started a youth poetry organization here a number of years ago called the Sacrificial Poets, mm-hmm. and we have since done what I call like a Wu-Tang thing where we're not making collective albums no more, but we're all doing our own thing. Some of us are nurses and teachers, and Kane is still an artist and just really got into like doing video production work. And we filmed the whole thing, got up at 6 a.m. in the morning to catch Franklin Street and all that with empty streets. which, you know, I feel that town feeling when I can be up at 6 a.m. and there's no one on the street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we went out to a friend's farm and filmed other parts of it. And then Phil, Kane sent the audio to Phil, which was recorded by Brad Cook, who's Phil's brother. Mm-hmm. And Phil was like, let me see what I can do with this. And sent it back, and I was like, yes, 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 this is it. So, yeah, just an amazing team of folks working on it and putting it together, and it just felt like everything that was done honored the piece in a very, very, like, genuine in line way. Like, I've been watching this video for 3 weeks.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the world
yeah.
just got it yesterday. But I've been watching it for 3 weeks, and there are little tweaks here and there, mm-hmm. but... it hasn't got old to me at all. It still feels resonant. It still feels true. It still feels real with all the layers.
Yeah. yeah. What's next for you?
So next month will be an exciting month. yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
My birthday is on Monday, November 2nd.
Right, happy birthday.
You know, yeah. and then the next day we have big national decisions
right,
happening.
Right.
So happy birthday to me either way. but I'll be launching a Patreon soon, so that'll be up. It's actually up now, but I haven't done an official announcement. So my Patreon will go live, and I actually am going to do another month of self-portraits and poems all
cool.
my birthday month in November. You're hearing it here first. That's about to happen. So lots of self-portraits and poems coming, and I'm hoping to one day publish a coffee table book with my portraits and poems. Yeah, sooner than later. Hopefully that happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the big projects up next. And then dreaming into what this poet laureateship looks like in the context of a pandemic, in the context of coming out of a pandemic, and what are the ways that we can still connect with people and allow the position to grow and allow the public to engage with it in a very real way. So yeah, that's what's up next.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking with CJ Suit, and as we wrap up, we can't wrap up this piece without getting some book recommendations. So do you have a book recommendation for folks?
For sure. Anything by Jackie Sheldon Green. Because mm-hmm. that's yep, anything by Jackie Sheldon Green. And
you're leaving here and going to talk to her like
yep,
now, right?
Yep,
yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. And my second one is a book of meditations or affirmations by Mark Nepo. If you follow me on social media, you see it every other day, at least, called The Book of Awakening. Every day is a meditation, a little guidance. The Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo. So check that
cool.
out too.
And if people want to know more about you, where can they go?
The town has a new poet laureate page on Chapel Hill Community and Arts. You can check that out. I have a Facebook page, CJ Suit, S-U-I-T-T. Also have an Instagram page, Facebook page, all that sort of stuff. Any inquiries about gigs and stuff can come through any of those platforms, but there's a specific one on the Chapel Hill Poet Laureate page. So yeah, those are the places.
Cool.
Yeah.
So head there and check it out. And again, In the Aftermath is making the rounds on social media. So if you're on Facebook, Instagram, it should be pretty easy to find. And it really is a terrific piece. CJ, thank you so much for being with us and for all you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.